Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. As always, I do appreciate you checking in and listening and experiencing my amazing guests every week. So my motivational quote today is by Karen Salmonson. I hope I said that right. And she says, often what feels like the end of the world is really a challenging pathway to a far better place. Now, we've all had to deal with a broken heart at some point in our life, right? We've all gone through that. Now, do you remember how it felt, how you felt like the world was coming to an end and that your life was completely over? Yes, dramatic. Even the memory right now of that feeling probably feels pretty awful. Yet it's part of the chapters in your life and in our life and has actually helped to make you who you are today. So today my guests and I are going to speak about love, healing, and how we can take that vibration of love and use it to change the world. Now my guest is a longtime health, lifestyle, and relationship writer whose work has appeared on Huffington Post, Thrive Global, and Quora. She is the author of this very cool new book, Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Save the World. She also hosts Superhero of Love podcasts, and she also is the creator of Love Forward Talks, which is a series of talks where thought leaders share stories that inspire us all to heal, open, and empower our hearts. So please help me welcome and open your heart to my wonderful guest today, Bridget Fogner. So Bridget, I really appreciate you being on, and I really appreciate your book and us discussing it today.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. Yeah. And I can't wait to have you on my podcast. I just love you. Yay. Already.
Oh, I know. Before the show started, everyone, we were chatting. We both talk fast. We both have a high energy. So we said, oh, everybody's going to think they're fast forwarding on their listening on the podcast. But we just talk fast. So first question, because I love the whole superhero concept. Why that title? And do you have a favorite superhero?
So why that title is that toward the beginning, actually, of my journey to heal, I had this vision of myself in the middle of this empty field on fire, covered with ash and laying in the middle of the field. And because I just felt like I was on fire at the beginning of this journey of healing, right? My heart was on fire and that just emanated outward. So it felt like my entire being was on fire. So I had this image of myself in the middle of an empty football field in the middle of the night with no one nearby to douse out the flames. Finally, the flames stop and I'm laying just in ash in the middle of this field. And that's just how I felt at the time, right? I felt like I was on fire and I didn't have the support. Like it's not that I didn't have the support that I needed because I have amazing friends, you know, and love all around me. It wasn't that. It was that I couldn't reach out for it even, right? I was in what I call the crazy fires, right? And then laying in that ash, I had this image of a superhero of love, what I now understand to be a superhero of love, step up and ask me to step up out of me, make me stand up, look in her eyes, and she was me. And I was like, oh, I have that in me. That is not far from me. That superhero of love is inside of me. And in that exact moment, I also got, it's inside of all of us. We all have this superhero of love inside of us who can rise up from the ash and step forward. And in this case, stepping forward to me meant being more able to love and be loved than I had been even before I got into this relationship, when I felt like I was pretty able to love and be loved then. I thought I was like a kick-ass love ninja then, right? But no. I had a lot of things to explore inside my heart, some shadowy parts of my heart. So that's how Superhero of Love came about. Favorite superhero. So I have to admit, I love superhero movies, but like I haven't seen them all and I haven't you know, I wasn't like a comic book girl as a child. So superheroes, so I don't, you know, like I've seen some of the more recent movies than this one, but the Wonder Woman movie, I have to say, I really loved for one reason. I just loved how there were poignant moments where you saw her heart well up and you saw her, like she was so powerful. So at times you felt like, oh, she's not connected to her heart or something. You know what I mean? You would have this, like, she's all business.
Yep.
And then she would have these moments where you just saw, oh my God, she's all from her heart. Right. So I found that movie very moving.
We are kindred spirits. If you look behind me up there, I have a statue, a little, an action, it's probably an action figure. I know I'm a dork, of Wonder Woman. Several years ago, I was with my son and we were at GameStop or one of those stores, and he was getting whatever game. He's now in college. We don't go to GameStop anymore. We went to GameStop, and in the display cabinet, I see that statue. Now, again, like you, I'm not up on all the superhero stuff. So I said to my son, that's Wonder Woman, right? Because I remember the Wonder Woman with Carter, whatever her name was. So I said, that's
Linda Carter.
Yeah, Linda Carter. And I'm like, that's Wonder Woman, right? He's like, yeah, why? And I said, tell Dad I want that for my birthday. And he looked at me like, are you out of your mind? So I said, just tell your father I am an inner Wonder Woman where I think I could do it all, but I do lead with my heart. So he did, and my husband bought that for me. So that stands proudly on my
Behind you. That is amazing.
I love it. My inner, and also, like Linda, I'm like 5'11". So my whole life, people would say to me, are you an Amazon woman? No, I'm just tall, you know. So thank you for sharing that. And yes, we are kindred spirits with Wonder Woman. Now, why does healing your heart have to do with saving the world, which I shared in the introduction? It almost sounds counterintuitive, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. So we are out in the world, or even if you don't leave the house, but you even text somebody or you call somebody, we are bumping up against other people's hearts all the time. And I'm going to take that a step further because it just popped into my head. Even if you're just thinking about someone, right, you're bumping up against that person's heart, even in your thoughts. So the way that we bump up against each other's hearts has only to do with us. It has only to do with how clear and open and soft our own heart is. So the more that we can heal all those dark spaces, like I was talking about, this book is about my journey to heal, not all, believe me, not all. This is a lifelong journey.
Yeah, we all have crap.
Right. We all have crap. And there's still, like, you think, oh, in fact, like, things rear their head. Something reared its head just last week where I thought, oh, I thought I had cleaned out that little corner of my heart. I thought I had swept really well and wiped it down with Clorox wipes even. I thought it was so clean. But no, there's more to reveal here. There was something under one of the Clorox wipes. But anyway, so... it's a constant. I just went off on a tangent there, and
I love it. It's okay. And I'm visualizing you going inside yourself, going, "Go away, go away," as you clean with a Clorox wipe.
Exactly. And there's so much more to be unveiled. So anyway, getting back to how this means you're going to save the world. If you walk out into the world, and you are walking out into the world with as much love in your heart as possible, with your heart brimming with love, there is just no way that you cannot affect people positively out there. There is no way that your heart touching another person's heart, you know, we talk about paying it forward, but we're unconsciously paying it forward all the time. So whether we're conscious of it or not, and that's about our hearts bumping up against each other, right? So if you walk out into the world and bump up against somebody's heart who needed some extra love that day, that's just moving to even think about that, right? Like, you could transform that person's day. And how does that transformation help somebody else's transformation? And then if your heart is truly brimming with love and you feel super empowered, like you feel like a superhero of love, then you just instinctively want to give more, so that you find ways that you can step out into the world as a superhero of love, as a transformer.
It's interesting. Last night I had a retirement dinner that I went to for a friend, actually a client, and you know, you become friends. I become friends with my clients. And so I've known her for, I guess, about 14 years that I've been with this one particular client. They're very good to me. She's very good to me. So anyway, I went to the retirement dinner, and there was over 100 people in the room. And when I walked in, I was like, oh, I wonder who I'm going to know. I knew about 85% of the people, which stunned me. So it's funny how you're saying when you lead with your heart. So this was just a recent experience for me. So anyway, as we, you know, mingling with people, one of a young man who has left this one client has gone on to another company, sought me out, came over to say hi. He's married, has a child now, all these things and exciting. And he looked at me and he said, you know what I went through. Remember all the conversations we would have after I would finish training? He would come in. He was in one of the back office folks. And he would say, do you have a minute? Sure. You know, I always find time. And we would chat a few minutes. And he said to me, remember how hard my life was? And I says, I know, but you needed to go to that to find this love and a baby and marriage. And he goes, I know. He goes, I always have appreciated that. And Bridget, at that moment, I thought, he remembered me talking to him 8 years ago or 9 years ago. Yes, isn't that, it made me, I didn't cry, although I wanted to well up and say, I'm so glad I helped you. You know, I didn't, I remained cool, you know, being my cool self. But I thought, that's an amazing response from something that happened 8, 9, 10 years ago, that I touched him in that way, and that he looked at me as I said, you needed to go through that. He goes, I know, you always told me that this too shall pass. So it's just funny how we touch people. Like as you're describing this, we don't realize until someone 10 years later, 15 years later says, you know what you did for me? We don't, and that's, and oh, by the way, that's not why I know you don't, you do things you do. It's not why I don't want recognition. I truly want to help one person at a time in the best way that I can. So I that heart to heart, it's interesting even thinking about that person, you're leading with your heart and there's a tremendous vibration to that. And one more thing, Bridget, we need more of that. We're in such an angry world that I think we need to look at people with fondness and memories of fondness versus this inner anger that we all possess it. I mean, I'm angry too at times. So
No, I did an event this weekend in Santa Barbara at my friend's store, which is the best store in Santa Barbara. It's called The Shopkeepers. And I did it with Jen Pasteloff, who has a new book out called On Being Human, which I also can't more highly recommend. And what the conversation was, what the event was, and now it was such a success. And we kind of knew before it even happened that it was going to be a success. Its title is What the World Needs Now. And it was, in this one was a conversation on fierce listening and loving, because her book is about fierce listening and mine is about fierce loving. But what the world needs now. So this is going to be a series of events that we're going to take across the country, actually, because of exactly what you just said. Yes, this is what the world needs now. And anything that we can do, any tiny little spark that someone receives in that. And what you just said at the end of this event, someone came up to me and she was welling up and she said, you know what your event reminded me of is that I just got an email recently from a friend from high school who he said he came up to me at an event and he said, do you remember me? I'm Johnny. I sat beside you in Spanish class. And one day you turned around and asked me if I was working on my college essays. And I wasn't working on them. And because you said it with so much love, it transformed something in me. I did. And then because of you, I went to college, right?
Now, you probably don't even remember that moment of time of turning around saying, hey, dude, you're working on your college essay. You probably don't even remember that moment. And yet it was transformational for someone else. It just mind-blowing. And just as an aside, that author and that book, I think I need to have her on. It's just funny that you mentioned listening. In my sales process, I have 7 steps. One of them, it used to be it was like shared at space with questioning, right? Questioning, listening to me goes together. And I realized that we're a society that talks at each other, not with each other. So listening, and by Bridget, listening is a really hard skill for most people because you have to train yourself. I'd love to have her as a guest as well. And I think people listening are thinking, yeah, I don't know how to be a good listener. So any information.
Or they listen hard. Like I can repeat back to you exactly what you said. Ha ha ha! I'm listening, and it's like, but you're not seeing my face. You're not taking in my emotional, my emotional state right now.
Processed.
You're not taking in all of me right now.
You're not
hearing beyond the words, right?
That's right.
It's not just
so,
words.
Again, another step, I think, as a society, we really need to listen respectfully because it matters. And what people are saying are typically brilliant if we just tune into some of the things that they're sharing and experiences they're sharing, and could save you angst just by listening to someone's story or experience. And I'm not saying listen to their story of, ooh, I'm sick, but, you know, I have no time for that either. But really listening to maybe some of the solutions that they've applied in their life, like our conversation today. Now, what makes this different from, because everybody's going, oh, yeah, breakup book, big deal. What makes it different than the other books that are out there on that kind of self-healing?
Right. And you know what? It's not just a breakup book. I have to tell you that the most moving testimonials that I've heard, and they're not necessarily listed on Amazon because they didn't necessarily buy the book on Amazon. So you can't leave a comment if you didn't buy it there. They bought it at my book signings. But is from married women. But happily married women. We all have places of our heart that need attention. We all have wounds that are thwarting us from loving and being loved. And that's really the bottom line. I said at the event on Sunday, doesn't it feel like you could just write, couldn't your book just be one sentence? It feels like every book could be one sentence. And if my book could be one sentence, it would be, do whatever you can, whatever is at your disposal, and then seek outside of what is at your disposal that will help take away the veils between you and loving. That's it. So when we are in a breakup state, like I was talking about I call it the crazy fires. When I was in the crazy fires after this, because I was in particular crazy fires because of the juxtaposition of who I thought I was and who I was. So who I thought I was, I mentioned earlier, I thought I was this kick-ass heart ninja, right? I thought my heart was squeaky clean, speaking of Clorox wipes. Like, I thought I had gone in there and done it all and that I was ready for love and yada. And then I found out an avalanche of lies came tumbling down, and I realized that the person I was with, he had been lying for 2 years, consistently lying for 2 years. And so big and huge lie came. And that knocked me down. And I was like, okay, I don't think I can be in a relationship with this person anymore. But not only that, there were a million other lies that came tumbling down afterwards. So I was like, who am I that I was with a liar? Oh, interesting. He was not a lawyer.
All the lawyers are like, what? Freudian slip? You know.
Who am I that I was with a liar? And who I was someone whose heart was not as squeaky clean as she thought. Someone who had trouble with intimacy, obviously. You can't be truly intimate with somebody who's not being themselves. I was somebody who I didn't want him to see my ugly places, and he didn't want me to see his ugly places, so we were a perfect fit. He is not bad and wrong. I am not bad and wrong. It's just where we were in our evolution right there. Sure. And thank God it was so dramatic, and I did end up in the crazy fires, because the crazy fires are what led me to say, all right, I am doing whatever is at my disposal and is not at my disposal to walk forward into that superhero of love that I just noticed in myself for the first time, that's always been there, that I can step into with love and strength.
You know what's interesting? I had an experience, and it's many, many years ago. Now, I come from a big Italian family, and Bridget, when I tell you love, 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 I get support. My mom and dad, my aunts are all, my dad's, they're all still alive. And when I tell you support, it's a typical Italian family. There's just love and abundance. The other thing, my clients, I think they do truly, beyond like me, I think they love me and they respect me.
Yes.
So with all of this love in my life, you would think that I would feel worthy of love. And I had this, whatever it was, but it was definitely a barrier for me, where when people respond to me with love, I would be like, oh, like, I don't really deserve that. And isn't that
like, what's wrong with you that you're thinking that I deserve that, right?
But who am I to deserve all of this love? So fast forward, I just want people to really hear what you said, that you have things within your disposal to make things better, our own development, right, our own reflections. Sometimes you need to step out and ask for help. And right. as it were, the world came to me and introduced me to a woman who did regression therapy. People, you're learning a lot more about Connie Whitman than you might want to know. But she did regression therapy, and we went through past lives. And apparently I was this little girl, Rebecca, I want to say during the Poland famine. And my parents gave me away to a convent. And
oh my God.
Because we were starving, and in my heart, they were giving me away. And then now think, they put me in a convent where you're not allowed to experience love with another human, right?
Oh
here.
My God.
Could you imagine? And I carried that through these lifetimes. So the person who worked with me, we broke through that. And I remember being at a networking event, and for the first time in my life, now I was 50 years old, so this was 8 years ago, I said to whoever I was speaking to at the network event, we were talking about the different generations, and I had just turned 50, and I said, oh, I love who I am. And it stopped me in my tracks, because I had never verbalized that I loved me. And that was a pivotal point. So I just want people to really hear what Bridget said. We do have so many things within us and at our disposal. Sometimes you need to step out of your comfort zone and ask for help from seemingly weird places. Right.
Right. Two concepts in my book that one is the Love League, which is whatever you can do to, I'm having a little hot flash here.
It's all
just
good.
To make things interesting. I'm on fire. My heart is on fire.
Because you're with me.
Oh my gosh. They just come at the most appropriate moments.
Yes, of course.
So one of the concepts in the book, and I feel like this is the most important concept to get at the very beginning if you are in the crazy fires, is your love league, which is get friends, colleagues. It can even be somebody that you work with at the office who you can get into your love league. And that means these are people that you can count on to be there for you during this process of healing. So it may be that you need somebody that will take you out to dinner once a week. It may be somebody that you can call on the fly that is single or an empty nester or something that will want to go to a movie on the fly with you when you need to do that. Or it may be somebody, and I had three friends in three different time zones who I could call who would stop me from calling him. I did not want to call him. I knew that calling him was not going to be helpful. So I had these three women who I could call. And sometimes I would call one and I'd be fine for 15 minutes. And then I'd need to call another one. You know what I mean? And I would do whatever I needed to do to get past that feeling like I need to express this anger or I need to express this, whatever it is, right? So love league, super important. And then what you were just talking about, like the past life stuff and all that uncovering of the layers, that's all subconscious stuff, right? It's stuff that's driving us that we don't know about. So to the two big things that I did, the first thing that I did in the journey was, and I did it right after the breakup, was Debbie Ford's Shadow Process Workshop. I highly recommend Debbie Ford. She's the queen of, she brought shadow work to the masses with her New York Times bestseller books. So grab one of her books if you want to venture into shadow work. And then I study, my teacher is Master John Douglas from Australia, and he has a CD that's called Subconscious Repair, and it's just even, it feels even soothing to listen to it. But what's happening while you're listening to that CD is thousands of angelic processes are working that are literally like scrubbing bubbles in your subconscious. So, and what that does is it opens up, what it does for me at least, when I listen to it, you just listen to it once a week, is that it opens up so that more can be revealed, more can be released, more can be understood, and you don't have to be run by it anymore.
Absolutely.
So I'm always, the shadows though, which I call the, oh my gosh, oh my God, I'm losing my brain right now, but let's just stick with the word shadows because I just lost what I call it in the book. But when your shadows are running you, it's like, they're driving the car, but those shadows, those are generally from like a young age. Yeah. So it's like you have a 4-year-old driving the car, and we all know that we don't get our license until we're 16, and we do that for a reason. So 4-year-old shadows should not be driving our car.
You think? It's funny, as you were describing that, I don't know why this popped into my head, but I thought of an iceberg, right? We have the iceberg, and about this much is above the water. This much, you know, this much is below the water. So that's the subconscious at work. And we think, I'm clean. Yeah, I'm good. Your subconscious is not. We all got crap going on in there, too. You just don't know what that crap is, because it's not as visible as I need to lose weight, I need to exercise, my knee is hurting, things that are more in our conscious view. What would be, based on everything you've said, and I love the shadows, and I like the CD you said, again, to get into that underwater subconscious realm. What's your tip for someone maybe who's just broken up and it feeling the fires as you describe it, and in that severe pain? What would be your number one thing you would say if they had you on speed dial, if you were in their love league?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. So I would say get your love league. That's step number one, is get your love league together. I'm going to be needing support, and make an agreement with each member of your love league, a different agreement with each one. This is what I'm going to be needing from you. Are you okay providing that for me? And you'll just communicate when you can't do it, please, and whatever, you know. So because it's a big deal. It's almost like a birth, right? It's almost like breakup doulas that you're getting on your team, right? So help them help you birth your new healed heart, right? So I love that concept of breakup doulas. So I just came up with it just a second.
That's in your next book.
Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, the concept that I was struggling for earlier is so funny that I couldn't hear it, but it's Sabbath that I couldn't remember it was. When I say that shadows that are driving the car that shouldn't be driving the car are called saboteurs, right? They're likely going to run you into the ditch, or they're going to run you into a wall. Sure. So I call them saboteurs. So it's funny. It's interesting that I couldn't come up with that word.
It's almost obvious, right?
Right. Yeah. But I would also, one of the things that helped me, I'm going to give you one thing that's just kind of an imagining. And in my book, I have lots of exercises at the back of the book that can help you in various stages of your pain. So there's a ton of, I call them mighty flame boosters, at the back of the book. And also on my podcast, I have some guided meditations. Every once in a while, I do a guided meditation. Cool. So you can tap into one of those. And those can be a real salve on the heart. Another instantaneous salve on my heart. And it doesn't work for everybody. I think everybody has their own thing that's gonna speak to their heart. But when I'm really intensely feeling negative feelings of any sort, even if it's just like last week, I was, in fact, in the event on Sunday, I was saying I had to do this last week because I was feeling overwhelmed. Like, I'm never going to get everything that I need to get done. Right. I was just in this mantra of I'm overwhelmed. Right. And so I finally stopped myself and I was like, wait, I can use this technique now, right now. Put your hand on your heart. So I put my hand on my heart and I just said, I am love. I am loved. I am love. I am loved. And I said that as long as I needed to say it, which was just like several repetitions, right? And in fact, the store where I don't know if you can see this, I've got these four bracelets. And one of these bracelets, so Patty Pallier, who owns the Shopkeepers in Santa Barbara, she designed bracelets for each of us. Oh. For Jen and me. And Jen's taglines are, don't be an asshole, and I got you. And mine, I just told Patty that I just love being reminded I am love, right? And so that's what that one says. And then this other one says superhero of love, which is great to have a cuff that says superhero of love, right? But now I'm just so happy that I have this reminder on my wrist, I am love. But I am love, I am loved. And then the imagining that I was talking about that is sometimes helpful. It was incredibly helpful to me, and I had to tap into it a few different times when I was in pain, is just imagining all the people around the globe speaking all their different languages in all their different cultures, imagine how many people are feeling exactly the same way you are right now. And you get that we are just all giant hearts on this planet, right? And there are thousands of people feeling precisely as you are. I don't care what their culture is. When your heart feels like it's been ripped in half, we all have that common human heart experience. And if you can tap into that, that if this is just part of your human experience, it's all good. This too shall pass, right? It just, it made me feel more normal because you feel like abnormal, right? You feel like when you're in the crazy fires, you feel crazy. So
feel crazy. This is interesting as I'm listening to you. Can you use the book from not just from that heartbreak perspective, but that heartbreak of losing a job or that heartbreak of not getting a promotion? It's the same crazy fires of rejection, right, that we're feeling. It's not always about your partner and being jilted in some way, right, or losing or breaking up. So can all the stuff in the book, it can be transferable over too.
Absolutely, because you get to look at what – so you get to look at what is so right now, where am I right now, what got me here, and you get to look at – so here's the deal. Any loss is not just, we're not just experiencing that loss. We are experiencing, it's like a dominoes, right? It's that loss touches off this other loss in our heart, this other loss, all the way back to the first time we lost our puppy, whatever, you know, like those pieces of our heart are forever carved out for that person or that pet or that job or that dream. You know, even you can lose a dream, right? Something can, you can be working and working and working toward a dream and then it all crashes. And, you know, and that is a loss. That is a breakup from a dream, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know if I said it before this interview or after, but it's a point worth repeating that some of the most moving comments that I've gotten have been from happily married women.
I love
it. Right? Happily married. And they loved the book because they helped heal wounds. Like one woman said, I healed a wound that I didn't even realize was still there from middle school with a girlfriend when I was hurt by a girlfriend. And she said, I realized how that was affecting me in all of my life.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing about this book is like one loss of a job, one huge loss, anything that brings you to this book, hallelujah for that thing. Because it is going to allow you to open up and look inside and see where heart wounds have been thwarting you all along the way. And you get to step out as your powerful superhero self.
You know, and it's funny, and we're out of time, but before we started recording, we were talking about another podcast that I was invited to speak on. And from a sales perspective, right, leading, selling with your heart. And I believe you have to sell with your heart because you're coming from an honest, true, vulnerable place. And I think the people we talk to, again, whether it's a client, on a podcast, with your spouse, with your kids, with a friend, when we speak with authenticity, and I know that word is sometimes overused, I think people get us. And I think that's where we go heart to heart and that people feel us and the genuineness. And I think that's what brings more love and more abundance because we're coming from this very natural, loving peace. And it's funny, Bridget, because I know love, how goofy. Love's not goofy, man. You know, love is, for me, I feel like love is the most important vibration that we can have. And I believe that all sub feelings fall under love, happiness, joy, bliss. They're all love, right? And then on the flip side, the word that I hate is hate, right? So that hate is anger and I'm going to get even fear. Retaliation and fear. So I feel like all of it's love or hate or love or fear maybe is even a better, but they're all sub feelings. So if we can't start and treat other humans from that loving perspective. Like, what the heck are we doing? And it's, I think it's dangerous. And I think that's why our world is so angry and in demise. And I also think that your book, How I Teach, I'm in the midst of writing a book as well. I think it's all about this transformation of enough. What the world needs now, I just love that, is really love. And it's not a goofy word or a goofy topic. And I know you had listened to that podcast and said, I love that you talk about love and business. Like, what the heck? It's real. And I think it's a needed emotion. So, guys, if you want more of Bridget, go to her website. More superhero Bridget. Go to her website, which is superherooflove.com. You could get the book. You could get the book on Amazon. I highly recommend reading the book, on the weekends in September and October. I know it's still beautiful out, especially on the East Coast, Northeast. I go to the beach through October. Take this book, read it on the weekend and relax and enter into or step out of your flames, right, or your fire, your crazy fires, and find, your next chapter, who you can grow into. Also, think early Christmas gift. I think what a wonderful book for people to read to start the new year. Again, just to start to kind of peel back our layers and get to the crux of how can we step into our superhero of greatness through that element of love. So thank you for being a guest, Bridget. I wish you so much success. And again, I would love to talk to and have that other woman that you mentioned listening. Again, I think love, listen, all of these skills, and they are skills, I think we need to learn to use them every day so they become habits, and then we can do it without thinking, oh, wait, I should show my love right now. Oh, I should be listening right now. We should be doing that without thinking. But we have to build those skills. I get it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's okay that we have to build those skills. That's the other thing is, like, absolutely. We're constantly becoming until our last breath, we're becoming.
Exactly,
there's no shame in becoming.
Peel it all off, man. Find the love right at the inner heart. So again, the book you can find on superherooflove.com. Also, my partner and I on my other business, Wisdom Decoded. If you go to wisdomdecoded.com, we're still offering the free communication style assessment. You get your little report, and it's funny because it shares with you your strengths, your superhero powers, and it also shares with you some of the challenges or blind spots, like my story before, like what Bridget shared with her relationship. We all have blind spots, guys. So find those reports. Go to wisdomdecoded.com and get your free report. It might help you uncover how you could step into your greatness through your communication. Just another tool in your arsenal to help you build these skills. Bridget, thank you again for just being an amazing guest, an amazing conversation. Love your energy. Love your energy. My heart is pumping. Just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
A real pleasure. A real pleasure.
That was so fun.
It was fun. It was a great show. Thanks.
And I hope I'll have you on my podcast, and we'll have more magical mojo.
I love it. And everybody will listen. So all my listeners will listen to that as well, because they can't get enough of me. Right, guys? Thanks again, Bridget. And thank you all sincerely for tuning in. And I hope you continue to join us weekly, my guests and I weekly, as we build and discover together that whatever that change you're looking for, there's resources, there's tools. Bridget's book is another resource I hope I share to help you find that inner peace or whatever you're looking for. So thank you all for joining me. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I wish you all an inspired and absolutely love-filled week. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.